The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by Bar Canada here at the D, Derek Stevens Palace, downtown, right here on Fremont Street. By the way, I was given a pro tip by Jason Weingarten yesterday. He's like, have you got your McDonald's app going? Apparently, the deals are phenomenal. And he's like, and he knows there's a McDonald's here downstairs. So he's like, you got to get on that. I had no idea that. He's like, you are not an advantage player, is basically what he was telling me.
No, I will say all the apps, most of them do something like that. He's right, though. McDonald's does have like deals or something on there.
I had no idea. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Joe Abraham. Oh, I can't read that, Joe. But he's talking about how people shouldn't switch away from a numbers game. That's what he's just saying. When the crack man is on. Stringfellow Hawk. As an F1 fan, I think the race will be boring as the track layout is quite Mickey Mouse to F1 standards. But I imagine the parties will be epic. Yeah, but you can't get to the parties is the problem. Easy breezy. He says, Pechanga here in SoCal never went back to smoking indoors after the pandemic. No sports betting, but bliss. Insane smoking allowed indoors anywhere anymore, he says. Primetime, Cowboys underscore Cubs one. Every time I hear Gil refer to a guest as a pioneer, I think of Dr. Bob and Jerry Seinfeld's puffy shirt saying, but I don't want to be a pioneer. Can we make Bill Crackman a pioneer of something, please? Pioneer of wisecracking, pioneer of restaurant, something. Ray, wreaking havoc. No mention of Florida back on the sports betting wagon. We were talking about it yesterday, as a matter of fact, there, Ray. Incognito better. Oh, incognito better. He's upset about my cord clip. He goes, if Gil wasn't such a professional, I can see him just chucking that whole thing. Can you imagine the middle? I just throw it. Max Cash, can you ask Crack, that's Bill Krakenberger, everybody, for his thoughts about the prop service that loves to brag about their Gotti record when they release the legal markets and the prop builder market immediately lock, making it impossible for subscribers to have a fair shot at the release. And one more, we'll get your thoughts on that, Bill. One last one here. This is from Nash. Actually, two more. Last name Nash. Excited to hear how Bill and his wise guys are going Ocean's 11 on a casino's opening night. We're about to get that story. And Mako, speaking of casino openings, last time in Vegas with the Palms reopening was a madhouse, barely room to walk around. 100+ people in line to get player cards at the desk. Plenty of hustlers, but just so many people in general.
Huh. Well, yeah, no, it's an interesting thing that goes on here with it's a fine line you have to walk. I'm reading the same tweets here. Some people get upset when you talk about these advantages and stuff, and you know, like Randy, when he came on, I was surprised he talked so much. And you know, we don't mean to come off cocky or arrogant. That's not the point. Don't forget I'm still the guy that drives the Kia. I mean, could drive any car I want.
It's a fabulous looking Kia, though, no, as Kias go.
But I'm just saying, like, we're just telling you off of our playbook what's available and what's out there. And by the way, we're being helpful. So to other people, someone got upset at me during the week and said, you know, he said, hey, Bill, you're giving away way too much. There's people, you know, we're trying to grind and make a living out here. And you and Randy being on there, he said, he goes, wait, we really love you guys. We love you guys, but there's two of us that are talking here. Can you not? So, yes, I guess maybe the actual talking about the actual machines and the actual advantages sometime. But I tell you, there's a whole world out there that's fascinated by you can make money on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm still going to talk about what I want to talk about opening day. And
please do.
Yeah. So listen, Brian's name. Brian. I just remembered his name. Brian, listen. Even if I tell you little intricate details of things, people are still going to bet what they want to bet. They're still going to lose. You know how many advantage slot players take their money that they make and blow it back in the same casino? You wouldn't believe it. It's unbelievable. They know about the advantage, but they'll blow it on something else. So let's talk about opening day. Opening day, it's like lions picking on the weak gazelles. You go around to the casino and you look for anything that's different. I'll go to every single bar machine and find the different off. Just, you know, trying to find something that's off. We know the payouts on video poker. So we know a straight flush is going to pay 250. We know a four of a kind is going to pay 125 or 250, depending on the game. So just like opening day, and I could talk about this now, Circa, that's right, Circa had a machine at the bar upstairs overlooking the sports book that was it was set the it was set at 500 or set at 500 four times the payout of a four of a kind was set at 500 on the four of a kind, which made a 97.5% machine go to 100 and almost 110% because of the four of a kind. So it was four times the payout. The payout, really, the payout wasn't that good.
How long would you say it takes from the moment the doors are open to a sharp better finding that? Give me the time.
To a sharp better finding that? You can almost find it, you know, in this, you're going to find it in the same night. You're going to go pretty quick. I'll say within the first 2 hours.
First 2 hours.
But you'd be surprised how long that game lasts on the casino floor. Like
before they figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Like the reason why you know Bill Krakenberger today is because of a machine. There's no Bill Krakenberger sports betting guy, you know, guy that's on Twitter showing videos. There's no Bill Krakenberger unless there's a machine, which Randy knew about in the 90s in Atlantic City that was you would press surrender. If anyone knows blackjack, you know what blackjack is? Surrender. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surrender, you get back 50% of your bet. Well, I found the machine that you get back 100% of your bet. So think about that. You're getting back. You're starting over. If you don't like your hand,
you get a mulligan.
You start over. Now, people don't realize this. If you get dealt 18 or less, surrender. Like, you know, versus 10.
Yeah.
You know, 18, well, an 18 is a losing hand in blackjack. It's actually a losing hand. But 19, you would stay. Of course, in 20 or 21, but there you go. Excuse me.
Oh, so a guy like Randy McKay, a guy like yourself, but let's just take Randy. Let's take you out of it. A guy like Randy will show up for the opening of the Fountain Blue.
Yeah.
And he will just case the joint out.
Yes.
And his eagle eye will be able to immediately discard. Like, that's not
case
worth it.
Case the joint was case, great.
Yeah, that's what he'll do, right? He'll just be like, ah, that's nothing, that's nothing, that's nothing. Yeah. Oh, this could be something right here.
Could be something right there.
Okay.
Yeah. And years ago, when there was coins in and out, when you actually had the dollar coins for any of the older guys on the show, you would actually go through the casino and, you know, you could put coins in the machine and make sure that that amount of coins came out. So put a $20 bill in and make sure $20 came out. If 21 came out, you had an overpayer. It's a 5% overpayer. Every $100, you're getting back an extra $5. And I want to tell you, in the day, I can't tell you how many overpayers there were in Atlantic City. There was a ton. Because after the coins come out, they it loosens the spot. Listen, I'm not saying go and cheat. I'm not saying take the little light wand and replicate the anything, which there's a lot of stuff on the internet about that, too. Because that's cheating. You go to jail for that.
Okay, go ahead. Finish it up.
This is not. This is just checking out what's there.
In your history of Vegas openings, or perhaps Vegas and beyond openings, is there one epic night at a certain opening that you remember above all else as this was the greatest night of loose machines ever?
Or the
opposite.
Or mistakes.
Yeah, mistakes. Or the opposite, right? Where it was like, it was so nitty, there was nothing there.
Boy, I've never told anyone this. This is going to be a first. So there was a casino, I'm not going to mention it, in the Bahamas that opened up. It was a grand opening. I was staying at the other casino on the island. It was actually the next island. But I was staying and a brand new casino opened up. And yes, there was a bank of machines that were off. And it's the Bahamas. I mean, I can't believe. I figured there would be one group in there. There was nobody in there that I knew. No sharp group in there. And I made a little over 13,000 in that night with the mistake on a machine.
How long when you show up at the Fountain Blue opening or any opening, but at this one, how many hours do you expect to give this to, like, in your mind, you're like, I'm going to spend this amount
four
of time.
Four hours. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, let me be blunt. It's not really the reels. It's the video poker machines. It's the video poker bars. It's the video poker on, just to make sure they have the right paybacks in the casino. That's all. Listen.
How is it that they don't get this right?
It's amazing. And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. You know, you have guys that don't gamble. You have people that are putting things in machines. They just don't gamble. They don't do things like we do. So they don't really know the pulse of the floor. They know what it's supposed to be because of a computer printout or a machine's being programmed to pay with a pay table. But there's so much stuff going on. You understand? They're rushing to open. They're actually delaying. You see the Durango State? It delayed because they're rushing. They couldn't get it open in time. Mm. It's just something that's overlooked because they got to get those doors open.
Got to get the doors open.
Got to get the doors open.
How many people do you think are mad at you right now after all this?
Nah, not too many. Because you have to really know what you're looking for. But I just told you guys what you're looking for. You know the payouts. Go to wizardofodds.com. Michael Shackelford's great site. Go to his site. You can see the payout of any video poker machine. Those payouts versus the ones in the casino, that's what you're looking at. Now, it's really easy, too. You could just Google, double bonus strategy, or double bonus, and it comes right up, the payout on the machine.
How many, forget the advantage play for a second, but how many Vegas openings? Obviously, Circa was a phenomenal opening. Circa was this extravagant, amazing thing. Yeah. That's how in your mind's eye, you envision big Vegas casino openings.
Right.
But I can remember at least a couple here in the last batch of years where you walked out of there, you were like, what was that? That was their opening? Like, there's been a few of those.
Did you guys go to the zoo? Of course, we were there that night, opening night, you mean?
For which?
Circa.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, Circa was amazing.
Yeah, I was out of town at that time. Don't mind me, guys. I just got a game to bet, so I just bet it.
All right, please do.
And we can give it out. I think we can give it out. Fez, can we give this one out? Give me an answer. Yeah, this is going to move fast. It's going to move fast. This is how good Steve is. I'm going to give it out without asking that because, trust me, this is going to move. Game 155, Appalachian State over is going to be a play. So I am going to give that. I'm going to bang it right now. And Fez is rolling in these games. So.
Is that a Fez play or did he get that from somewhere else?
No, that's a Fez play.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, right. Steve, if I wasn't supposed to do that.
That's all we need. It's Fez tweeting not only F1, but that Krakenburger.
No, that's not a tweet. That's a special
play. No, I know, but I'm saying we don't need angry Twitter Fez coming after us.
Oh, sorry.
More with the Crackman, Bill Krakenburger on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, betting guides, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now and get access to everything we do through May 1st for only $120 at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. It's Bill Krakenburger, unscripted with the Crackman. That's at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Live from Bar Canada at the D here on a numbers game. You know how we always talk about like restaurants we love? Can I talk to you about a really bad restaurant experience?
Oh, wow.
Is that allowed?
Really? Yeah, of course it is. Are you crazy? Fire.
We went to, me and fashion stylist Deborah Song, we went to Mr. Chow's. Is it Mr. Chow's? Mr. Chow's the other day? Have you ever been there?
I have been to Mr. Chow's twice, and both times I had bad experiences.
Me too.
I'm sick.
I'm 0 for 1.
Yeah. No, it was just, it just wasn't good. It's just not good.
It's not good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's my review.
It's like, there's only about 5 restaurants I would talk about. Like,
yes.
That I wouldn't have thought Mr. Chow's. I haven't went there in years, but both times I've been there, it was nothing special.
We had no intention of going there. We just kind of ended up there because you're like, it was after some BravoCon thing that we went to. And so we just kind of wandered in there. Hey, do you have a table? Oh, yeah, we do. It was so subpar, dude. So subpar. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this is Mr. Chow's? This is awful. Anyway,
And then you know what's right underneath it?
Yes. Yes.
Peter Luger's, by the way.
Peter Luger's.
I went to Peter Luger's for all the bragging we did on the Peter Luger's. I went there on Friday night, 8 o'clock, 8 of us, all New Yorkers, all come in, sit down there. I'm bragging about the place, how good it is. Absolute disaster.
Really?
Absolute disaster. And, you know, I'm letting them know.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I know you are.
The service was just absolute. I say absolute disaster. Yet the bill come to $2,000, of course, you know, $400. Still give them 20%, but doesn't matter. They just were so confused. No one knew anything. The waiters, they couldn't find. This is unbelievable. They couldn't find steak sauce. The famous Peter Luger steak sauce.
What?
They could not find any more steak sauce. They were like, we're getting it. We're opening cases and we're trying to. It's Friday night. It's 8 o'clock. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, and they just brought out the wrong food. They brought out 2 sets of food that they thought was ours. It wasn't ours. I mean, just the guy. And you know what's fun? The bus guys were so nice. Such good guys. Now, the waiters, though, guys, you know how much money these waiters make? Come on. On a bad night, they're complaining if they make $500 each. That's a bad night. Give me a break. I mean, you know, I have to blame management for that night. But all that being said, I still give them a pass.
I still want to get a burger.
Because I went three times before, or four times before, and it was good. Just an off night. We'll give them a pass. We'll go back. The big table, and the place was packed. It was absolutely packed. So, yeah. I wanted to say that. But anyway, Mr. Chow's, I've had a bad experience.
So funny.
Now, I have a, listen. So, you said you couldn't read the Joe Abraham tweet. You know, I read it, and I read it wrong, too. We both read it. You said, I can't read that one.
Oh, no, I can't read it because I don't want to offend anybody else.
Oh.
I read it correctly.
You did?
Yeah, I just don't want to offend anybody else.
How would that offend anybody? Wait, anyone that switches?
Yeah, it wouldn't offend us. It would offend
where we stream at.
It would offend the streamers part of it. Yeah, we don't want to say that. It's a nice tweet for us.
Nice tweet. I see. I took it wrong, Joe. Sorry. I texted him. I said, Joe, you follow me. What's up? Why are you following me then?
No. It was a very nice tweet.
It was a very nice tweet.
Yeah. If it's nice, but it puts down something else, I don't want to necessarily talk about. You are betting these days. This is your time of year.
Yeah,
you always say college
basketball. Oh, yeah. It started out really good. 4-1 the first day. You know, I bet so many games. You know how hard it is to bet so many games, to have a board. I could show you pending bets now, and you'll say, Billy, that's not, there's no way you bet 50 bets. Yeah, I bet 50 bets. I mean, like literally, sides, totals, there's a lot of other things you can bet. And how hard it is to send customers or players or even friends, I go, Bill, what do you want? It's opening day. I can't give him 50, but you know how hard it is to come out with five or six?
Well,
that are the top plays, 10, the top plays. Well, very difficult.
Well, also, are you doing pre-flop or in-game?
Pre-flop.
Oh, you're all pre-flop.
Yeah, pre-flop.
Okay.
By the way, in-game, I do know there's unbelievable, I'm giving out way too much stuff on this show. I don't do this as far as betting it. But if I was to bet in-game, it's real simple. I would put up a website that or an app that has a sharp line compared to some of the other lines, the Caesars, the Live. Listen, I am telling you, you don't have to know anything. You don't have to know one player in college basketball. You could just put up the live line from a sharp sports book, and even you could even look at different places offshore. We could talk about that. It's free. It's on the internet. I mean, Pinnacle. You go to pinnacle.com. But that's only one of them. I actually respect some other, formulas, too, from some sharp sports books compared to the other ones that are the new to the country. I'll just say that. Let me tell you something. I like betting DraftKings on live. I think DraftKings, I'm sorry to say, has such a square crowd that I think if you're allowed to bet on the app and you can put that against the sharper books, you could beat DraftKings.
Well, let me add to that.
Yeah.
Some of the so-called pillars of offshore, right, let's say, that we laud so much, they won't even offer in-game college hoops.
Right. Like it'll just be the TV games.
They have ratcheted back so tightly, whereas the DraftKings will offer almost everything that's out there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, that you got to give them a shout for that.
That's how much business they have from Joe Public, that they overcome it because they just put up stuff that, and that's the reason why they have the mechanisms they do and the things they do. But that's live. But anyway.
But you made a point in there, which I made the other day, which I just want to seize upon.
Sure.
Which is, we have a network. We talk sports betting. Obviously, when we talk sports, we're talking about not only teams in depth, but also players in depth. But I said this the other day. I think when Will Hill was on, I said it, which is I have more bets in college basketball volume wise than anything else. Volume, right? Than anything else. And know the fewest amount of players by a percentage in that sport than any other. And the reasons for what you just said is, and this again is the never ending puzzle solving of sports betting. And it's why we do shows on it. And it's why we have a network on it. And it's why it's so endlessly fascinating. And why I started a podcast on it over a decade ago. And why I chose sports betting because it was my passion. And because it is so fascinating for so many ways. And that is to say that the things that you think you know the most oftentimes does not translate to the biggest money winners. Sports betting is every sport is different. Every way that you attack every sport is different. Pre-flop versus in-game, props versus non-props. The big three, let's say, props versus, say, the big three of sides, totals, and money line. Sometimes the things that you spend the least brain time on handicapping, we talk about the NFL for a week because we all love football. But sometimes it's the games that you show up for in a sport that you know the least, that you just have a way of betting it that proves to be the most profitable. Not always, but oftentimes that's the way. And so that is why sports betting is always going to be this conundrum, this thing that is so difficult to solve, because you can't talk about a random college basketball game tonight that you don't even know you're going to be involved betting in on a show that's in the morning, static, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Whereas the stuff that we love to talk about, the sports that we love more, like pro football, let's say at the top of that mountain, we're going to devote the most content to. Sometimes it works out that ends up being, Kelly and I are having great seasons, you're having a great season, but sometimes we don't. And so it's just, I guess, it's just a point that you made there about college basketball. Like, you can't even name the players.
Not me that I made. Let me just tell you something, guys.
Yeah.
So when this show's over, it goes up on YouTube later on. I want you guys to go back to that last 3-minute segment Gil just said and listen to it again. I'll do that. I'll listen to things again and again. That was fantastic. That's exactly right. Yeah. And even my business partner, which that's his name on the phone, business partner.
As you see. Biz partner.
He says biz partner. 28. Look at the record last week.
28-9.
Yeah. Now listen. I don't.
And he said, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Well, that's he said, and nobody
Bronx
cares.
Hell, I put that on Twitter last week. So 28-9. By the way, killing it since August 1st. It's preseason football. Yeah. Stupid. But 28-9 last week. Listen to me. I cannot name one player or one quarterback in college football. I don't have to, though. All I have to do is look at my screen with my numbers, know which way lines are going, know the indicators in the market, know the gambling groups I do, know the people I know. There's a no sweat equity. I don't even watch a lot of the games. I mean, I watch the NFL games on Sunday because I have to do a Fox show Sunday morning, which I have to be informed about NFL. So, but when we filmed Action, I said the same thing about the NFL. I can't name 10 quarterbacks in back then. Now I of course know them all, except for what's his name on the Giants. The Giants quarterback.
Tommy DeVito?
Tommy DeVito. I know Tommy DeVito from the Four Seasons. That's the only Tommy DeVito I know. And
anyway, there's going to be a segment of the audience that hears that go, what are these guys talking about? But that is honestly.
Listen to that last six, seven minutes over again.
That
was fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, to rewind it back to that.
I appreciate it. We'll come back more with the Crackman Unscripted at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Bill Krakenberger Unscripted on a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget, on DraftKings Sportsbook this week, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app. Use the promo code VEGAS when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Chris Heath. Whenever I see people, this is about Jason slamming me for not having the McDonald's app. He said, I see people ordering without the Mac app. I immediately think minus EV. It's very true. I'm learning. Jason was like,
It is true.
It's true. He's like, bro, you're not an advantage player on this. Steven Vegas says to Bill Crackman, he says, great point. The South Point used to have Bob Dancer teach video poker classes on how to win. They know even if the average player has the info to succeed, they'll likely just ignore that and play how they want to play immediately or over time.
Yeah.
So true.
Yep.
So
very true. They're going to ignore it anyway, down the line.
Charles in Connecticut has McDonald's pricing strategies as well. Thank you, Charles in Connecticut. I appreciate that. You could do 2 hours on McDonald's pricing. You really could, huh? Plus EV on this stuff.
Welcome to the strip where Vegas, downtown, yes, and the strip where prices change
completely
all over the place.
Differently.
Yeah.
Mako, Shades of Mako, says, Crack isn't giving away the secret sauce. He might be pointing you generally toward a restaurant. Randy did let a little more slip, but only someone who really wants to know will ever go down the rabbit hole. No harm, no foul. It's not for everyone. Mantis Toboggan. Was Bill's total play on App State for college football? Yes, it was.
Yeah, and by the way, someone else just asked me, say, Bill, can I go over 61? Listen, Absolutely, you can go over 61 because 60 and a half is a, I understand it's a you know an odd number, weird 60 and a half is high, but it's so high. I mean, that this kind of a game you could, you're going to get a push at worst. So yes, I would say you absolutely can go over 61. Kelly, I'm sending you something on Twitter at DM because this is a customers people would love to see this. What I'm going to go over, if we can get that up on a picture for the we'll make that a tweet. By the way, what I'm going to show you, but it's an unbelievable subject. I have some subjects here that I didn't go over.
Please,
one will floor you, but we'll wait to see if we can get that photo up that I just sent on DM to Kelly. Okay, so I had some friends in town. They're staying at the Strat, and the Strat put like $50 million in the Strat. By the way, 19th floor and up, they did the whole floors over, did the gaming floor over, new carpeting. Just don't go outside. But the place is really they've done some good jobs there, and I have a good connection there.
Just don't go outside.
Literally, my buddy gave the box to my friends that came in from like Myrtle Beach in the South, all my redneck friends. They're the best, by the way. I love these guys. These guys are my favorite. I tell you what, I have two of my best friends in the world that are down there. I mean, they just let me crack, man. How you doing, bud? I mean, they're just the greatest guys ever. So they came in, 15 seats. My friend that's a director of marketing gave them to the hockey game. They loved it. They had, you know, I think 12 seats to the Raiders game. They loved it. So they're very generous with their seat, with their box. They own a big luxury box there, and they also have seats in the stadiums too. So, but as far as the gaming floor, I cannot believe that some of the dealers are so bad. My buddy walks up to the table. He buys in for $5,000. These are players. These guys are play, by the way. They're not getting those free seats for nothing. Buys in for $5,000. One of the other guy buys in for $5,000. One guy buys in for $3,000. As soon as they got their chips, the dealer's asking for tips right in front of me.
Jeez.
Like, I noticed those things right away.
Yeah.
I'm all about tipping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the dealer's like, hey, you know, you could do it. You're going to throw something down there for me. I was like,
oh, my.
Wow.
Wow.
I was like, if I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
Whoa.
Hey, you want to throw something down there for me? You could, too. Just come out, roll. It's the first time. I mean,
oh, man.
Wow. Brazen. Now,
you don't hear that from someone who's been hanging out for a while at the table.
But, you know, we know it's funny. They keep their own tips over there. So a lot of the people don't know that. Usually you pull tips. I can't believe how brazen these dealers were. This dealer was throwing me some tips. Always, let me tell you something else. I had the biggest guy of the group there is a six-figure player. That's right. So he's betting between $2,000 and $4,000 a spin on roulette, which is a terrible game. Listen, imagine being around someone like myself that's so sharp with numbers. I know the game's 5 points, you know, over 5% against you. I know all these. It kills me watching someone playing double zero when they could be playing single zero. And that's still 2.6. It's just a terrible game. Do you know? At the end, he doesn't ask for what his rating was. So I was like, Dave, you got to find out what your rating. You have to always find out what your rating was.
We talked about this last week.
Here's why. The day before, they never even had him playing, and he lost $15,000. They never even had a rating for him. They couldn't even find. Like, I'm like, you every single day. Now, this is not just for big players. This is for everyone. If you go out and you put $500 down at the table, you're betting $25 a hand. You have a right to do it if you're betting $1 a hand, whatever the minimum is. You have a right to ask the floor person. So what that does, that puts the floor person in check. Automatically, they're like, whoa, this guy knows the business he's asking.
Yeah.
Let me make sure. And guess what will happen a lot? Because they don't want any confrontation, your rating automatically goes up. So if you were betting $50 a hand, he goes, 50 to 100, yeah, you got 75. And maybe you bet 100 one time, but you bet 50 and 25 90 times.
You can kind of negotiate it a little bit.
You could say, listen, you walked away. I was betting, asked the dealer, I was betting black chips. All right, how much do you want? I have been asked that question many times by the floor person. How much do you think you want? Oh, $200. Okay, you got it, $200. They put the rating in. Mm-hmm. And I'm not asking for nothing. I'm not saying they're not cheating. All I want is a proper rating. So you're allowed to ask. You're allowed to ask what your rating is. Now, drum roll, because this one really, I see a photo up there you got.
Mm-hmm.
Took a photo of it. I'm going to read this for you. I'm going to read it out so the people
read the fine print for them.
I'm going to read this. I cannot believe this casino has this policy. I just did a California trip 2 days. A nice, profitable trip, too. It's the only place I can go over there. There's some great, next week we'll talk about that. There's some good advantages in California. So, but I seen this, when I was going to cash out, I seen this sign at every single window. Jackpot policy, a friendly reminder about playing slots using someone else's player card. Any jackpot won by a guest using another person's card will not, in capital black letters, will not be paid. This includes the cards of spouses, relatives, and close friends. So you're telling me that you guys want to enforce a policy where a 75-year-old lady comes up to the machine and she's having fun with her grandson in the casino. She puts a $20 bill in and hits for $1,200. And because someone left their card in the machine, you're not going to pay me? This is absolute robbery. Man. And Pala Casino, you should be embarrassed to have this policy. Now, I know what it's for. It's for guys that come in with 10 cards and are picking up the free play for all their buddies. But they better go over it situation by situation. But they could do everything. They could do anything they want there. You're on tribal council sovereign land. You know what I mean? They could do anything they want. But this policy is ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I'm sitting there next to someone. If I'm sitting there with my spouse or my girlfriend, and my girlfriend wants to play the machine, and I say, go ahead, play. Go ahead, my card's in play. And she gets a jackpot, they're not paying her a Pala.
Oh, dude. Could you imagine?
They're not paying her.
You imagine the mayhem they're inviting if they
this
try
is
to enforce that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I know they're doing it to try to avoid picking up the free play. But, you know, I mean, people earn their free play. I know they're supposed to come in themselves. But let me just, I'll be the first one to tell you. I have picked up other people's free play. I have done it. You know, like, you know, family members or something. I can't believe they're not going to pay some. We're not going to pay you. We're keeping the money. I think this should be illegal. This should be outlawed. And that's why they're called out for it.
Stevie Fezzik has texted in talking about the stuff with when we're talking about getting your rating with your player's card. Now, he voices his text, so I'm going to have to navigate this.
Yep.
But he says, when you're only going to be playing for a short time, when they ask for your player's card, decline, don't give it to them. But if you lose immediately, whip it out, and they'll retroactively put in your buy-in.
Fantastic point.
And they'll put in your buy-in. If you win, just leave. I have booked 12 consecutive losing, booked in quotes, right? Booked 12 consecutive losing blackjack sessions at the Wynn with this strategy. They think I'm the biggest loser of all time.
Steve, I don't know how you mask your play over there. Listen, that's my number one casino. I love the Wynn. Classy, everything about it. It's one place I never play blackjack because I know that they're quick to back you off. Steve, I don't know how you're doing it over there. You must be doing it with fake mustaches and wigs or something. I like that place. It's good. You can go around like places like that during the rodeo when every Advantage players. I know guys. I know a crew that comes in town, puts on the cowboy hats, the spurs, the whole outfit, and they destroy casinos that week. So, but yeah, that's a very good strategy and very interesting. So, but going back to that jackpot policy, I want to put this little clip on Twitter. That really bothers me. Steve, ooh. I'm not Steve. Sorry. I'm getting confused with Steve.
That's all right. That's all right.
Let me ask you something, Gil. Yes. You know what I mean? You and your girlfriend go in, you let her play on your card.
Oh, dude, if they tried to deny you that?
They deny the jackpot. They don't pay you.
Oh, it would be a riot.
It's unbelievable.
It would be a riot.
Wow. Wow.
I'll even go so far as to say, if you post this clip, they will change it.
Maybe.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
By the way, they should, because they're just asking for trouble with that.
God. Sovereign land.
It's written.
Diplomatic immunity. Yeah.
We'll come back. Let's see if Bill has any thoughts on this Fakakta football game tonight. You got that, Kelly? Fakakta football game?
Got it.
Bears and Cardinals. Excuse me, Bears, Panthers, pardon me. I was just throwing in bad teams. We'll get back to that. On the other side, Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's no better time of year to be a sports bettor. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get all the tools to prep for college and pro games every week. Sign up today, get access to our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Sign up now and get full VSiN Pro access to everything we do through May 1st for only $120. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up now. It's Gil Alexander. Megapod coming up after we're done here on a numbers game today with Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I, and me, I should say, properly. It will be Las Vegas Chris, multiple contest winner himself. So Las Vegas Chris making his annual Megapod appearance. Can't wait for that. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I'm a Ron Burgundy through some of these, Kelly. Gangway. This is from Bees Bets. Bill, wow, heard you on with Gil. My wife and I will play slots and we'll take turns pressing the button, but using my card. Insane.
It goes, listen, if she presses the button there, you're not getting paid. It, as of right now.
Easy Breezy says 0% chance Paula changes that policy. Like you said, it's tribal land. They can do anything they want. It's such a, okay, he doesn't like it. He says it's a dump of dying that they need every penny they can get stolen or not. But you said it's a, you guys said they have some good stuff there as
they
well.
Have some of the best.
Yeah.
Listen, their blackjack double deck, I shouldn't be saying this. Their penetration on double deck blackjack is fantastic. They cut off just a little bit. And by the way, I found that at a lot of those California casinos. And I go in there, and I don't play blackjack in Las Vegas. But I'll go to California. I admit it. I take off the hat. Like, that matters. I take off my hat. They'll leave it in the car.
That's your beard.
Yeah, because I'm betting $25. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, boy, wow, I spread 25 to 700, 350 on two hands at the end of the shoe, which is, you know, that's a stupid spread that you're allowed to do when the deck's rich in tens and aces. But, and I like it there. I just like it there. The dealers keep their own tips, which is very good for any advantage player. The dealer keeping their tips, which they make good money there too, but it's mostly all those California, San Diego kind of casinos, and there's so many, and they're in the middle of nowhere. You'll be driving around mountains up and, you know, passing the, you know, mules and everything else, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, there's a giant casino in the middle. Go to Barona and see like all these weird turn. That's why they serve no alcohol. No alcohol served. Not allowed to drink because they don't want people going off the mountain when they come home.
We were going to Indian Wells last year.
Yeah,
we're driving through the desert.
There you go.
Is that where?
No, but I know what you mean.
But we were driving through the desert, and then all of a sudden, like, as we finally got to the other side of it, by the way, I can do a whole thing on driving Indian Wells. But the, and then all of a sudden, this massive casino sprouts up, right? You were like, wow,
they're amazing. And by the way, they're very friendly. And when you go to Barona, they're so friendly. They're just customer service is fantastic. Just good stuff. I like driving alone. I drove alone. I wasn't planning to drive alone. I was planning to catch a went to the airport 5:15 in the morning for a 7:35 flight, and the flight got canceled 3 hours in. I just got in my car and drove, and I picked up my bag at the airport because they wouldn't give me my bag back. I had to go to San Diego Airport, pick up my bag. So and then I wound up driving my own vehicle. It was just nice. It was a clear-headed drive. You really think about a lot of things when you're driving alone through the desert.
Love driving.
I like driving alone.
Yeah, one of the things when me and Fashion Stylist Deborah Song went through the desert is, oh my God, I hope this battery lasts because we are toast if not.
See, I think differently when I drive through the desert. I watch too many movies. Like, you know, that's a good place for a lot of bodies.
Well, I thought that too.
Don't you think that?
Yeah. But the biggest thing I thought was, if something happens,
you're worried about your car.
If something happens to us, there's no way out of here.
Well, going like that, when you see a last gas, which there's a couple of them, I know Arizona, going to Arizona, there's last gas 37 miles.
Yeah.
Those are
creepy signs.
I have a car that shows you, most people do now, how many miles you have left.
Yeah.
I want to chance that. Well, I want to go there with 37 and say, yeah. And just when you get into the last mile, you start screaming out loud, yeah, like Johnny Drama overlooking
victory
overlooking the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
You know how many times I've run out of gas? It's embarrassing.
Are you serious?
I've ran out of gas twice since I've been in Vegas.
I'm a believer, and you got to test the limits of your car.
You really got
to know what your car can do.
Oh, I take it down too, but it's only happened me once.
Our grandfathers would kill us too. My grandfather, half a tank, grandpa, why are you going to the gas station? You have to go half a gallon. I said, okay, grandpa. You know, my grandfather had an accent. He was from Hungary. You have to go half gallon and don't let no one touch the oil. Like, you know, he had to do his own oil change with a little thing rolling underneath the car. Grandpa, you're 75. He was doing it at 75, doing his own oil.
What is the Shaq math on this? Didn't he have some bit where he, like, Shaq believes you save gas by filling it up at a certain point?
Oh, I don't know.
He legitimately feels like something that has no mathematical basis whatsoever.
Wow.
Like, he swears by, you have to fill up your gas. You got to fill up your gas right at this point.
You really shouldn't let it go to the end. You pick up all the junk on the bottom of the tank.
Yeah, you really shouldn't. Yeah.
But I want to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But
we all have that strain in us.
Yeah. So anyway, the casinos there I really like a lot. And You know, and listen, this is, again, Advantage Tiptoe Show. We don't mean that. We give a lot of airtime to Fez. He just sent some good things, though. The beauty of the past posting of the player's card, you can use it for craps. Yes, you're playing a game with negative EV, but you show horrendous losses. The host actually feels sorry for you. Yes, and he's right. If you have losses more than your Theo, they overcome things for comps. In other words, if you lose, automatically they're going to give you a comp compared to just looking at the Theo. So, you know, he gets gourmet dinners and anything. They think you lose a lot more. I'll tell you another thing. If you're playing a game like craps or blackjack with a lot of other people, as long as the chip is in play, you should pocket chips. So if someone's betting $100 chips, everyone at the table's betting hundreds, take a little stack once in a while and just slowly sneak it into your pocket. You're showing that a loss when you're not losing. And, it's only done to get better comps. That's all it is. We're not looking to steal, anything from the casino money-wise. No. It's just to get better comps. Well, you show losses, it looks better for you.
And Fez, who will, you say we give him a lot of airtime, but and I say this lovingly, and he'll hopefully appreciate this, but he's, when it comes to this kind of stuff, he's Meshuggah.
Lucky he's sharing with people.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But he dedicates his life to this kind of thing.
And the last text I'll give you from Fez.
Yeah.
Driving with under a gallon of gas can damage the fuel pump. It draws in air and the pump cannot cool adequately. There you go.
Steve knows everything.
He just texted that?
Just now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So then we got.
I got to get my act together then.
Yeah. He's got. good stuff. Last thing for me.
Yes.
Ooh, bad. There's going to be some viral tweets on this show. This is my subject that I know I'm totally, totally nuts, that you guys know I have sanitizers and pen sanitizer.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Oh, bottles of water flying.
That's all right.
I'm big on, washing my hands and stuff, and especially since the pandemic. But I was before that, the 10, 20 years before that, I was doing it.
You were a mask wearer before it was in.
I wasn't really wearing a mask. But by the way, I can't believe people wearing a mask outside. I was seeing people today. I was like, wow, look at these group men wearing masks. So anyway, walking the streets. But as far as washing your hands, I wash my hands constantly. So my fingerprints are gone on two fingers. I do wash my hands constantly. And I notice in casinos, it's not done as well. I'm going to take it a step further. Go by a poker room and see what's going on. They have to get back to the next hand. They are literally going in and out. It's almost like the Seinfeld scene with Poppy. And I'm looking like, whoa, no one washed her. That guy just came out of a stall. Getting back. You got to get back to the poker game. Got to get back. Please, people, wash your hands in the casino. Please do it. It's unbelievable. If you go by percentages, I bet you it's 75% wash hands daily, 49% washing in the casino, and 37 washing in the poker room. Yeah.
37.
It's so true. 37. You could do the grossest reality show ever on Las Vegas casino restrooms. It's just unbelievable.
You're just doing it for everyone else, just like you want it done for you. It's not. You're not saying we're special. We're just washing our hands. That's it.
Anything on this football game tonight, sir?
I don't know who's playing. No, I'm just kidding. I tell you, when it was 4.5, that it looked. I seen a 4.5 at one rogue shot. But
4.5.
Yeah, there was a lot of fours, and there was one 4.5, but that's gone. So I mean, I'm not laying points. That's for sure. Over 3 with any team in the NFL, I'm not laying. There is a 3-15. There's 3.5s everywhere. 3.5-20s in town. But there's also some threes. So,
by the way, what you just said there, I'm not laying more than 3.5 with
anybody.
There's a lot of people who are coming around to that kind of thinking. They're just like, this league is so ridiculous.
Yeah, and I know that the underdogs. I know the underdogs are losing this year. But that can return to the mean too. So it could be a good time. The underdogs are losing, and I'm still balancing and juggling here, having a really great season. So,
are you in millions up there? You're up there in millions?
Millions? I have a couple entries that are 5 off the lead. A piece of 5.5 off the lead.
A piece of Fezzik also.
A piece of Fez. Yeah. He has a piece of me. And I think I'm holding my. I get the best two guys in the world that text me their picks every single week. Fez is one of them. And another guy is Randy's another, the other one. I love comparing those guys. They're great. When they match, lights out, brother.
Kelly and I leaning under. We'll see if it's an under fest tonight or not. 38.5, the number on the Bears hosting the Panthers tonight. We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next. I'm going to go do a Megapod. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I on the Beating the Book podcast feed, the Megapod, with special guests, rotating guests this week, Las Vegas Chris. About to record that. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.